This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To put a good spin on Friday, we are your friends and you are our friends. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yeah, a good spin on the presidential race. See if we can put a spin on that and other things that have happened this week with a review of the stories, the hot topics from the folks at Talkers Magazine that'll find a thread through our conversations today, I'm sure. Here's a good story for you to think about as you set the tone for your day. Mrs. Clinton tried to set the tone last night by saying she was so happy that the day had come. And, you know, she's worked hard for it, like her or not, support her or not, feel like she has the right message or not. I think you got to give it to her because she has worked, whether you can say whatever you want, you can have whatever in your mind that you think is her motivation for doing it, world dominance, whatever you think is the reason. She wants this job. She has wanted the job for a long time. She's worked very hard to get there. Some think she has been unscrupulous in getting there. I don't think, in my mind, it makes a difference. This is just me speaking. I think that whether I vote for her or I don't vote for her isn't what's important. It is important that she be acknowledged at least for trying as hard as she possibly could to get to where she is. And for that, she deserves a lot of credit, in my book. And so, good luck to her, one way or the other. I thought it was interesting last night, Victoria, she said to Bernie Sanders, "I hear you. Your cause is our cause." Well, what's she going to say? She's trying to bring in all those millennial voters that probably aren't going to vote for her anyway. She had a lot of interesting things to say about the moment of reckoning where we are. I think it'll be interesting to see what role Chelsea Clinton plays in all of this. I do think it's also notable to see how frail Bill Clinton looks. The more
see,
you
I
look at
him.
See,
I thought last night he looked better.
Yeah.
Well, I actually thought he looked pretty good last night.
Mm. Well, so it's all relative. It's okay.
Well, how old is he?
He's 70 years old. As a matter of fact, his birthday is the 13th of August, I think, 12th or 13th.
Okay.
Somewhere in there, a couple of weeks away from being 70. And I certainly don't want to, as I approach that, think that I look like that or feel like that, because I don't.
Well, you
it's
don't.
All, it's all very, no, but it's
you
like
don't
it's
look a, like that. But I think for, you know, but you,
for what he's
the
been
president's
through.
Age, you know, it's like they age in dog years while they're in the,
right, yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, for him, I think he, I thought he looked okay.
Some radio hosts are aging in dog years, as well, if you look at some of them. And I'm going to pause for a moment. With sadness, speaking of that, I note the passing of Jerry Doyle, who was a guy, I didn't consider him a close friend, but he was a friend. He was a guy that had a very interesting career as a Wall Street stockbroker. He was an actor, one of the main characters in a show called Babylon 5. He was one of these people, and not unlike what I was saying about Hillary Clinton, he set his mind to doing something, and he did it. Some of you may not know who Jerry Doyle was. He was, I made reference to his being on Babylon 5. For the last 10 or 12 years, he's done a radio program, an afternoon radio show that had some traction. But whenever we'd get together at events, talk radio events, I noted with some degree of interest how much he enjoyed smoking and drinking. So, and where that came in on the ladder of what caused his demise, it doesn't look like any foul play was involved, but the guy was only 60. A very interesting character.
He was only 60?
60, yeah.
I don't know who he is, but 60 is very young.
Yeah, if you look up, just go, if you do IMDb, when we'll talk about it when Rich is here later on, because he and Rich enjoyed some evenings at a bar, or the bars. And Rich had very high opinion of him. He was good. He was a good broadcaster. Interesting things to say. Very observant about things. But yeah, making note of the fact that he's dead at 60 is something of significance. And then fast forward to Hillary Clinton, who's 70 or will be in September, and the other people who are around. Donald Trump is exactly the same age. It brings you cause to think about the desperate break between those who are my age and those who are your age, and how, in the best of all circumstances, everybody ought to be able to work together. There's a certain respect that some who are your age, Kara and Victoria, have for people of my age. It is not about age. It ought not to be about age. Sometimes it is. But it ought to be about experiences. And I think you would be the first to admit, under the circumstances here, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, and I hope it doesn't sound that way, but you can learn a lot from me, as I can learn a lot from you. There is not, and it isn't, we laugh about the things that we don't know about each other. We laugh about the music. We laugh about the movie. We laugh about the social stuff. We laugh about the interaction. We laugh about the technology. But I'm learning a lot from you. And likewise, if
it
you're
smart. It is likewise. Yeah, it is likewise. And that's one of my favorite things in life is to be a sponge, because why else are we here?
Yeah.
I love learning, and I resent when people say, like, oh, well, I can't learn anything from this situation, or I can't learn anything
from
that person.
Every day and every circumstance.
Those people are not my friends who say that, who have that attitude.
Well, they're not, it isn't, they're not helping themselves. Really.
No.
They get right down to it.
There's much out in the universe to learn and absorb.
Yeah, we're all here to help, but you got to please yourself first. That's been one of the hardest lessons in life for me, because I always put everybody else in front of me, and sometimes that becomes distressing, and distress is not healthy. Speaking of healthy, I want you to rejuvenate your arteries. If you have stiff arteries, you may not even know you have stiff arteries, but take it from me. If you haven't been eating well, and you know, that is, you eat a lot of fat and things get into your system, they're going to plug you up. I'm going to tell you right now, your arteries are not in as good a shape as you'd like them to be. And so thus comes into the picture Super Beets. Super Beets taste great. They will help you with your circulation. Let's say you've got a problem in your legs. I have had off and on trouble with restless leg for the last 10 years or so. As soon as I started drinking Super Beets, I noticed that problem. And I really actually didn't put two and two together until I was at the acupuncturist yesterday. It's funny how this comes about. These things come to the surface. My left ankle is swollen a lot, and it hurts from time to time because of various injuries here on the farm. And I sort of pass it off, but I know it's annoying. And then I notice that when I drink Super Beets, this, I don't have the trouble with it later in the day. Some days I forget or I skip it or whatever, but no, not a good idea. You will find that this sort of thing and the relationship that beets have, because they're so chock full of powerful health-enhancing nutrients, an abundant source of heart-healthy nitrates. The nitrates, nitric oxide, open up your arteries and get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, to all of the areas of your body. Every single inch of your body is affected by having a glass of Super Beets. Open up your heart, literally. Open up your blood flow. Open up your body. Open up your life to Super Beets. Start with supporting healthy blood pressure. You got a problem with that? Get to it. And then the energy that you'll get all day long from putting a scoop of Super Beets into a 4-ounce glass of water and drinking it. I put it in my power drink in the morning. This is nothing but good. And if you haven't tried it yet, please take advantage of this opportunity. Call 800-655-4183. Do it now while you're thinking about it. and get a regular order, which is, I think, a three-month supply, you'll get an extra month free for calling now mentioning Doug Steffen, 800-655-4183. Doug says that I can get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free when I make my first order. And they'll say, yes, that is true. Get the results. Call 800-655-4183. You'll just feel better. And it doesn't taste like those vegetables. You know, that smell. Some of those green vegetable drinks. New. 800-655-4183. Power your way to a healthier life. Also, you can order online at DougLikesBeets.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stackout deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, let's get some good news here about the economy. 19 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The economy has regained some speed as we look at the second quarter, which basically is over today. What am I talking about? Today's July. I keep thinking this is June. You know what? That's how slow it, in my mind, I'm trying to slow things down, and yet the universe is speeding things up. We're at the end of July, boys and girls.
That's fine with me. Let's go back to June.
I know. Well, anyway, so the report that's in on the second quarter, as far as business in America is concerned, inventory adjustments, that means less stuff being produced, but there is a sharp increase in consumer spending. So now what will happen in the third quarter is the people who are building and making things will make up for the weaker inventory, and that'll be good for business. Basically, things are up about 2.5% at an annualized rate, which is much better. Last year at this time, 1.5%. So whether it's optimism that you feel, do you feel optimistic? Honestly, Victoria, you feel optimistic about the future?
I feel optimistic. I think Victoria is in the background hacking her lungs up.
That's right, too. She's got the same thing.
But
that
yeah,
I have
generally, yeah. Generally, yeah. I feel optimistic. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's really what consumers are saying. Regardless of all the other crazy stuff going on in the world, people feel, and this is our job here, and your job too, to feel good about it. Find the best things you can in your life, and focus on those, and don't focus on the stuff that makes you crabby. Even though sometimes the stars align improperly and you get crabby, don't stay crabby. This is the Uncrabified Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Wow. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Beatles 8 Days a Week documentary that will be in theaters this weekend. It'll give you a bit of an insight into how the band struggled to deal with the hysteria that followed them when they first became popular in 62, 63 in England and 63, 64 over here. This is a documentary that's been directed by Ron Howard. Here's the audio from the new trailer.
Why did I scream?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Hello, my name's Paul McCartney.
This is Ringo Starr.
This is John Lennon.
I'm George Harrison.
The Beatles. In one meteoric year, they've led the way from the cellars of Liverpool to the national limelight.
What about the reports that you guys are nothing but a bunch of British Elvis
presidents? It's not true. It's not true.
I need somebody help. Not just
There's so much pressure.
There's no switching off. You're on 24 hours a day.
I always like singing Help because I meant it. It's real.
This is going to be some. I'm looking forward to this a lot. The documentary will be in cinemas the weekend of September 15th. So it's going to be a regular movie houses. And I'm going to bet there's going to be people of all ages because the Beatles are for all ages. They really are.
Well, this is so cool, too, because for so many of us, you know, we talk about the classic bands that came out and, you know, all of these huge bands that were around in the 60s and 70s that broke up before any of us, you know, who are millennials or a little bit older got a chance to see them. So this is very cool.
A lot of archive footage interviews of the band from the years 62 to 66. That's the focus. That's the period of time. And some interviews with McCartney and Ringo, because they are the survivors. In the new clip, the Beatles struggle with fame. That's something that you heard in the trailer there from both Ringo and Paul. Help me do, love me do. Largely comprising shots of the band at press conferences and interviews during their first visits to our country. And then there are some clips of the screaming fans. At one point, a protest against the Beatles that culminated with their records being burned at a public bonfire because older folks couldn't imagine that this was going to be a good influence on young America. Oh, my God, that's really funny. Ron Howard says, quote, "We can now sync up the original recordings, create a concert experience so immersive, so engaging. I think you're going to feel like you're back in the 60s, seeing what it was like to be there, to feel it, to hear it." And I think he is 100% correct on that.
It's going to be great. They're also, part of the movie is going to include the original Shea Stadium concert they did in New York, which
is
really cool.
The first time they came to New York. Yeah, right. Remember them getting off the plane and the screaming. And then, if you heard that sort of conversation in the trailer, they say, what are they screaming about? I don't know. They're talking to each other, but why are they screaming? And that's, remember watching the first time on Ed Sullivan as a kid, and the screaming, and Ed Sullivan was just so amused by all that. And then with that, he started bringing a lot of other young acts. When Elvis was there, or I remember the Animals, or any of them, they all screamed. The kids would get in the front row and scream. It was a lot of fun. And this thing looks like it'll be fun, too. The Beatles 8 Days a Week documentary coming in September from Ron Howard, 28 after the hour here.
You are more than that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. You're more than the roles you take on in life. You're more than your job, career, achievements, and any other identifiable indicator. You are so much more. What you are is immeasurable. So try to avoid spending time labeling or limiting how you see you. Your essence is deep. And it doesn't matter to me if this is socially unacceptable for me to say, but I say, get in touch with that deep essence that is you. When you do that, what emerges will be beyond anything you can describe. For guidance when you need it, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here. If you look on me, think.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday's too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
We're bringing the week into perspective. Another Friday already. The end of the week seems like we just said hello to Monday. Seems like we just said hello to July. Seems like we just said hello to 2016. Look at where we are. The beginning of August is Monday. So think about what you have to be thankful for, and maybe that'll that take up some of the space for those of you who are worried about time going as quickly as it is. Not much you can do about it, boys and girls. Here it is. The good news today, there are a couple of, there's always good stuff going on. Here's the story of a young teenager named Levi Bohannon. What a great name, Levi Bohannon. No relation to Jim, I'm guessing. This youngster was a homeless teenager fending for himself on the streets. He said, "The biggest fight every day wasn't how I was going to survive. It was deciding whether or not I wanted to." His parents kicked him out of the house because he's gay. Struggling to survive was a constant battle. Having your entire support system, your entire family stripped from you like that so completely, an experience I will never be able to accurately articulate, he said. He's working alongside the nation's top educational experts at the Department of Education, which issued federal guidelines yesterday for states and school districts across the country to better serve those students who are homeless. I'm familiar with this because I, as a member of my town meeting here, have watched the budget for feeding students. Do you realize that between the state and the federal government, programs exist now to basically feed? It's everything but being at home, everything but shelter. The numbers of students that come to school on an empty stomach and are fed breakfast now, and then lunch. And then if you're involved in after-school programs, there are some school systems that feed dinner to athletes or to students excuse me, involved in after-school activities. Monday through Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at school. Homeless students, 1.3 million of them in our country.
That's shocking to me.
It is shocking. 1.3 million homeless students under the age of 16. So these new guidelines, and you know me, I'm not one that loves to have the government involved in everything. I'm sort of up and down on this, but I think that because we're acknowledging that there is such a problem, however it was created. See, we go back to why are these students homeless? What's the story with their parents? How did they come into the world? These sorts of things, which are most of the time deeply social. These issues cause deep social divides. And so these guidelines skip over those divides. One of the guidelines prioritizes the identification of homeless students, designating and training school liaison people in each district to help provide students with developmental opportunities. Perhaps if they're able to go to college, maybe it helps them there. Again, I'm up and down on government involvement in a lot of these things. I'd much rather see private groups, private charities work on these things. But to not acknowledge the problem, you see, that's really what we need to be doing, is acknowledging that there is a problem and doing something about it. How you go about it may be a debate. But anyway, the government has taken an upon itself to come up with these guidelines that will ensure coordination with law enforcement and juvenile courts and mental health groups and that sort of thing. Students who are in high school, older students, have moved on, often able to get partial credit for work that they've completed if they are moving from school to school.
And a lot of them, that's a new thing that's going to benefit those kids, because a lot of them have moved so many times into different school systems that they, even though they've been doing the work at a prior school, it's they don't get the credit for it and they keep falling further and further behind. And
well,
that has
lot,
to be so discouraging, too.
Yeah. A lot of the people that run schools, listen, they're called educators, but a lot of them are nincompoops.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these people, I remember as a teacher when I was teaching at the middle school level, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade English and speech. I loved it, frankly. I was just out of college. I was working as a radio station disc jockey in the late afternoon, early evening, and I had the day, and I was trained as a teacher. So I decided I'd take advantage of that, and I taught for almost 4 years at this level. And I had two or three motivating circumstances. One of them was that I enjoyed it. I really did. And I was actually pretty good at it. And then the principal, who was such an idiot, didn't want me. I was the youngest by far. I was teaching for the most part. I had been put into a school by the superintendent. The principal had nothing to do with hiring me. The superintendent hired me. Superintendent had been somebody who'd watched me from the days I was in junior high school. He was the principal of the junior high school when I was there. And for whatever the reason, he took me under his wing. I don't know why. Actually, I never really quite understood it. Frank Reardon was his name. And he got me into the school system. as a teacher. He made sure I didn't get inducted into the armed services, and I don't know how he did that, but he did. And so I thrived in the circumstances. But the closest person to me in age was until the third year I was there, and then there were a couple that were my age that got hired. But I was 21 when I started teaching school, and the nearest person, the nearest colleague, the nearest peer to me was in his mid-30s. And many of the teachers that I was teaching with were teachers I'd had when I was in junior high school.
Yeah.
And so it was hard for them to look at me, you know, remembering when I was like in the 7th and 8th grade, and then see me as a colleague of theirs. It was really quite interesting. And I remember us, it was really sort of enlightening to see how, because I grew up on a part of town that was fairly well-to-do. That's the part of town I live in now. It's probably the best part of town in terms of housing and that sort of thing. And so I'm exposed to all these kids from different parts of town, and seeing this very thing. Kids that come to school every day in the same clothing. Every day. They have one shirt, they have one pair of pants, that's it.
So sad.
And then I can remember this one kid, dark hair, he had a sort of Russian-Hungarian name, and his face was a little off, like the kids that come from the Eastern Bloc countries sometimes, when they pull them out of the womb, they don't pay much attention to what their heads look like. No, they don't. I mean, you see a lot of these kids, maybe not so much now, but in that era, you could always tell a kid from the Eastern Bloc countries because their heads were misshapen. The people who didn't like them or made fun of them for their own insecurities call them blockheads. But they were, I remember one kid who was really very quiet, big kid, but very quiet, and all he wanted to do was learn. He wanted to learn how to speak English. And he came to school every day in the same clothes. His father was able to get a job at the local mill. Didn't speak a lick of English. The mother was able, I think there were four or five other kids in the family. What I remember about them, though, was that they were this close to the edge all the time. And were it not for the help of the church that they got involved in, they would have been homeless, too. And so I'll use that as an example. I can see or understand what this kid's going through.
And a lot of, and part of this problem that we have now, there are so many kids in the LGBT community who have been abandoned by their parents and kicked out on the street. I mean, there's a very large homeless population within that community.
Well, there's a big ignorance
part of this problem.
Factor.
Yeah.
There's a big, huge ignorance factor in all of this. So anyway, in my day it was the churches who took care of them, some social service agencies were involved. Now the government is involved. We can argue whether that's the best thing or not, but the important thing is that they not get left behind, because I saw a lot of kids who just needed that one little bit of push, one little bit of encouragement, and I hope that I gave it to a few students as they came through. I remember vividly this kid talking about the food and the clothing and stuff, and I don't know what prompted me to do this, but you see, you couldn't do something. It wasn't against the rules, but you had to think, if you were going to help somebody, you couldn't do it while everybody else was watching, because then this kid would become, oh, the teacher's pet, or something that would spoil their reality. But I do remember in that kid's instance, I got him interested in playing basketball, because I knew the coach, and I also, I think the two of us helped him, not with clothing, but with his appearances. They had no shower at home. So one of the reasons I got him into the basketball program was so he could go to the gym and have a shower.
Yeah.
But then what do you do about cleaning his clothes? He would wear, they have no washing machine. I mean, this is the stuff that most Americans don't even get. We don't, what, no washing machine, no dryer? No. These people lived in a two-room tenement, and they slept on the floor. And this is 1969, 1970. And I'm going to bet you that looking at these numbers, there are plenty of people that are in the same circumstance today.
Yep. You hear stories that are all the time of, you know, a mom and her two kids who are living out of their car, and they have to shower or they have to sort of makeshift bathe in gas station bathrooms on the way to school.
It's tragic.
You hear about it all the time.
Steve Harvey is on the air doing a radio program at the same time I am. That's his story.
Really?
He lived in a car for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And showered at the gas station. And looked around for work and that sort of thing, enough for him to survive. But he lived in the car. And now he's one of the classiest, most entertaining.
I'm a huge fan of his. The more I've gotten to know about him, he's a wonderful person.
Yeah, yep. So anyway, I don't want to belabor this, but it's something to be aware of and something for us to think about as we think about what we want to do to help, because we're all here to help. 46 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it. Come in today for JCPenney's biggest sale of the season, where our entire store is on sale. And find guys Levi's 514 straight fit jeans for only $39.99. Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store or at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, dog 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season of course is 6-8 to 730. Exclusive for a Nike Converse.
You may consider this good news or not. Bill Cosby yesterday dropped the remaining counts of a lawsuit that he filed against one of those women accusing him of sexual assault. The dismissal came, 10 days ago. The judge ruled that Cosby couldn't sue one of the other people involved. And so,
what's he suing for? I thought everyone was suing him.
Yeah, well, he was suing for defamation.
Oh.
And violating a confidentiality agreement that one of these women had signed after they made a settlement in one of these cases. But he still is accused of sexual assault. This is his suit against them that he dropped, but there's still like 78, 50, 900 of these sexual assault cases by all these women. So, that's just sad. It's just disgusting and sad. 10 minutes before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Three minutes after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. As a matter of fact, it's time for us to review the top five songs. Good, Doug. Top five songs of the week. The top five technology stories of the week. I will hand that responsibility to Victoria Keelan while she can keep talking. She's going through the same thing that many of us have gone through, that summer cold thing. But we do have the research done. There are five items that we believe are important this week from the world of technology. So as the big voice announcer, we get started with number five.
Well, Google had a big week, and one of the things they did, they introduced a new way to screen telemarketers from your phone. And this is becoming more and more of a problem as people are realizing even signing up for the Do Not Call registry doesn't really work.
No.
And there are too many ways that telemarketers can get around that list and call your cell phone or your landline. So for specific Android phones that are owned by Google, Nexus, Android One, and the Google phone, there is now built into your app, if you do an update, when you get a phone call from an unknown number, Google has a big red warning sign that comes up on your phone that says suspected spam caller and tells you to ignore them. You can actually block them too. There's another feature where you can block them and they can no longer call your phone, which is much better than the iPhone. If you block someone on iPhone, it doesn't let them know that they're blocked, which is one of my biggest beefs. If I block someone, I want them to know that I block them,
right.
But it just sends them right to voicemail on iPhone. So with Google, they're actually doing a much better job with that. Now, if you are an iPhone user, the iOS 10 update, which is hitting phones this September, you will have a new caller ID extension system for spam alerts. If you don't want to wait until September, you can download a free app called Truecaller.
True callers. Cindy Lauper, I think I made my point earlier in the week. Number four.
Pandora purchased Ticketfly for $450 million last year, and it was sort of seen as a groundbreaking step for internet radio, but also a little odd. People didn't really know how the two would go together, and this week they announced how that's going to work. Now, if you're listening to Pandora, as some of your favorite artists that you have earmarked as your favorites for your playlist, as those artists are hitting towns near you for concerts, you're going to get a push notification saying, hey, this band is coming to a town near you, and here's how you can get tickets. And then it sends you the link to the Ticketfly website. Currently, you cannot buy tickets to concerts from the Pandora app. I'm sure they're working on that. That'll be the next installment. But for now, at least you won't miss when your favorite bands or acts are in town.
All right, that's good news. Number three on the list of the top five tech items this week.
This gets categorized in the lazy photographer category. If you don't want to deal with Photoshop or finding the right filter on Instagram after you've taken a picture, there's a new Microsoft app called Microsoft Pix, P-I-X. And while you're taking the photo, this Microsoft app actually adjusts the lighting, focuses on everyone's face in the picture, gives them some really nice flattering lighting. So it doesn't matter really what conditions you're in. Your pictures from the beginning are going to be a lot better and more balanced with the light than if you don't use the app. And it's easier to fix the problem while you're taking the picture than it is to fix it, you know, afterwards or in post, as we would say in the biz.
Post-production.
Yeah.
Number two.
Apple had a kind of a mixed week. CEO Tim Cook held the quarterly investor call this week and said that only 40 million iPhones were sold in the quarter, which is down 7.5 million since a year ago in this quarter. Now, the big question that Apple is dealing with right now is, have consumers gotten tired of the iPhone, or have the iPhones gotten so good that people aren't really anxious to upgrade as quickly as they used to? I think it's the latter, because as an iPhone 6 user, even if the iPhone 7 came out this September, I would skip it because I don't need to upgrade. And in a lot of the times when people have a cell phone plan through Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or whatever they have, you're paying monthly payments on your phone. So like, you know, having, if you're leasing a car, if you haven't finished paying on your lease or your payments and you want a new car, then you're going to be upside down in your payments. So I think that's part of the problem. The other big announcement this year, in September, it will not be the iPhone 7. It will be the iPhone 6 SE. And they are holding off on the iPhone 7 release until next year, which happens to be the 10th anniversary of iPhones.
All right. Attention, Verizon users. This is number one.
This was a really big story, has a lot of people worried. Verizon customers who use excessive data have to make a choice. If they don't choose a new plan, which will be a lot more expensive, by August 31st, their service will be disconnected. A lot of people are not
typical
happy
Verizon.
About this.
That's just typical Verizon.
It is. More than 100 million Americans use Verizon, and a big chunk of them are worried about this.
Awful. They're an awful company. They have awful service. It just is very easy to understand their thinking. They don't give a damn about their customers. They care about themselves. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to care about what goes to the bottom line. Unfortunately, though.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.